Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Loretta Hughes set up the Menopause Hub back in 2018 at the age of 56. At that time, it was the first and only dedicated menopause clinic in the country. Since then, the hub and the conversation around menopause has moved on, but there's still a way to go. The Menopause Hub has been involved in campaigning for policy change at government and workplace level, as well as increasing awareness and understanding. To continue to do that, Loretta needs your help, and she joins me in studio now. Loretta, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Before we get into the survey, the results you had in 2023 and the questions you're asking again now this year, tell us a little bit about setting up the Menopause Hub.
Yeah, so I was a 49-year-old woman and menopause hit me out of the blue. And I was unprepared for it and knew nothing about it, and it blindsided me. And so once I resolved my symptoms and got some help and treatment for myself, I decided to investigate other women and see what was happening to them to find out that my experience wasn't unique. So I decided I would set up a dedicated menopause clinic. And so I set up the first one in Ireland and one of two in the world back in December 2018, when no one was talking about menopause. And now it's a hot topic. The level of taboo, the secrecy, the shame. And therefore I decided, no, I need to do this. And what I've seen unravel over the last few years is quite spectacular. Now I hear men saying to me, oh, my wife's going through perimenopause, or we're going through perimenopause. And I'm like, whoa, this is a transformation.
100%. And when you talk about knowledge and information, you don't just get that from the experts, you get them from the women going through it. So talk to me about the surveys that you put out there and the information they give you.
Well, when I started, there was no information about menopause at all. So I thought, well, you know, I better get some. And my background in marketing, we were doing a lot of surveys and consumer research. So I went to the census first to see how many women there were going through menopause and perimenopause, or the age group. And then I decided to ask women through quantitative surveys, so I could get, you know, X percent said ABC. And then I got qualitative. So I did focus groups in my house asking women about their experience. And to be honest, theirs was, although slightly different than mine, wasn't a whole lot different. And the data I found absolutely astonishing and shocking, kind of in equal measure. You know, I found about 8 in 10 women suffer with symptoms, which is about the same as the global average. About a third suffer with severe symptoms that can be debilitating, which is about in line with the global average. But I also found out that 10% of women said they left work due to their symptoms. 4 in 10 considered leaving work because of their symptoms. And I just felt that really this needs to be dealt with and tackled by us as society, because half the population will go through this. And realistically, we can't have fabulous women being, you know, disappearing from society temporarily.
And with this information, not only are you looking to empower women and those with a womb who will go through it, but also to push for change in our organisations and how we support people through menopause, change in policy from governments. How successful has that been so far?
Well, I think there's been a great tailwind, because we've had the likes of Davina McCall come out and have her programme. Then we had that email into Joe Duffy. And so a lot of people start talking about it. But I also put in submissions to the Department of Health and to the minister, and tried to speak to people in positions of power to actually get them to change the way we support women through this. And so when I gather the research and the data, it's to ask women about their experiences, but also to ask about their experiences in the workplace, to ask what they would like from government, what they would like from the medical services, so that then I can go and speak to each of those kind of stakeholder groups and put forward an argument based on data rather than based on just on opinions, you know, I think. Whereas I can say, look, from 3,000, over 3,000 women, you know, 8 in 10 women are experiencing this and think that what the government is doing is not good enough. And to be honest, that's been hugely powerful information to have. And it's the most extensive survey, and I've been doing them since 2018. And we have our new one coming out, well, it's out at the moment, where we're looking for people to fill in the data. It takes probably about 6 or 7 minutes to complete the survey. And we really value everybody's input. Each year we do questions that are the same in the survey so we can measure progress. And then other years we put in whatever might be topical so that we can get a read on that. And the early evidence is that over 90% of women said, so that's more than 9 in 10 women said that they think HRT should be free. And then over 8 in 10 said it should be backdated.
Because it did send out a message, didn't it? The announcement, be it, you know, election politics or not, it sent out a message that women's health matters. Was important and it was going to be prioritised a little more. I do think it's important to point out that not everyone going through menopause is going to need HRT.
Yeah, absolutely. You see, I believe firmly that women bear a disproportionate economic burden because of their hormones. So we have to have period products. Then we had to, most of us looked after the contraception in the relationship. Now that's been made free and it took a good few years to come into place. And the last tranche of women have now got free contraception since last summer. And so therefore, I thought, well, isn't it time now to look at this cohort? And if you are taking hormone replacement therapy or you need to, it can cost anything from, you know, up to €80 a month. I pay €80 a month and I could not be without my HRT, actually. And so therefore, that's another economic burden that I have to bear as a female. And so that's why I was campaigning for it. But also, you know, it does have bone protective health. It does have heart protective health. It does have brain protective health. And therefore, you know, maybe we're saving money for the government down the line because women won't need treatment for all these various things like osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's and so on.
Information is power and using our voice is important because the more stats and figures you have, the more you can shout for us, Loretta. Sorry to put all the responsibility on you and your team's shoulders, but that does really help you, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, if people can fill in the survey, it's absolutely so helpful. It gives us data to go and speak to the powers that be. It gives us numbers to make a business case, if you like. And I also say to women, if you're really unhappy, go to your local TD, go to your local councillor, go and tell them what you're experiencing and put in and make your voice heard. But this is a platform and I'm happy to advocate on behalf of as many women as I can because I feel so passionately about this.
And I do think menopause is an issue for everyone. And in 2024, you spoke to men about menopause. Tell me about some of the research you found there.
Yeah, so we decided we wanted to find out what men thought about menopause. And, you know, are they interested in the topic? Are they interested in learning more? Do they want to support their partners? And the results actually surprised me, to be honest. They were overwhelmingly positive. You know, 8 in 10 men said that they wanted to know more because they know that their relationship is impacted negatively or can be impacted negatively by menopause, as can their sexual relationship be negatively impacted. And the data from the male survey reflected exactly what we found out about relationships and sexual relationships from the women's survey. So they agree. We, the men and the women, agree about the impact of menopause. And they really wanted, these men really wanted to know more about it. They wanted to know how best to support their partner. And they knew a lot more than I thought they did, actually. And they knew about perimenopause. They knew that menopause can affect a woman from a psychological, emotional perspective, from a physiological perspective, and from what we call genitourinary, which is around the pelvic area, the vagina, the bladder, and all that sort of thing. And so actually, it's in the interests of everybody, because 50% of the population will go through menopause. And us women, we're somebody's wives, partners, mothers, relatives, friends, sisters, and so on. And therefore, you know, it's important that we feel well and have our health optimised at this phase of our life.
And we're employees or we're employers. And the workplace you touched on is a really important place. I think often as women, we don't want to be seen to put our hands up and say, I'm not coping well. We can do it all. And should we be more comfortable to say, I'm going through perimenopause, I'm going through hormonal changes, I need to take time or I need to get more support? Is that starting to happen in the workplace more?
Yes, we are seeing changes, and there are some very, what I would say, progressive and enlightened organisations who've put in place policies, who've put in place training for their staff. And what women tell us is that it's actually having to hide the symptoms and cover up and so on that causes them the most stress. And the actual ability to speak openly about it, not be ridiculed, not be laughed at, not be overlooked for promotion, is actually freeing in itself.
Do you have to be in perimenopause or menopause to answer the survey?
Not at all. Any woman or man can answer the survey, in fact. We just want to hear people's opinions. And so you can go to our website, themenopausehub.ie.
Loretta Dignam, thank you very, very much for coming on. Free HRT will be made available from June 1st.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.